The grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Good morning, everyone. We begin to think that Christmas has arrived in earnest when we have our annual gift service here in St. Paul's. And as usual, during the singing of Once in Royal Davis City, our children in the Sunday Club will come forward with gifts, which will be divided between Elmcroft Nursery in Rochese and the Preschool Trust in Govan, hoping that each one of these gifts will be a blessing to someone on Christmas Day. But it's great to be gathered as the family of God here on this day, the third Sunday in Advent. And if you're a visitor with us, we hope you'll feel at home amongst us. And if you have time afterwards, please gather in the large hall for tea and coffee. Well, let's now worship God together as we sing Once in Royal David City. Well, boys and girls, thank you for these lovely gifts. Christmas is a time when we give, and I just know that your gifts will make someone very, very happy on Christmas morning. I must say, though, folks, I must really be getting old. When one of the Bible class hands me his gift and says, "This one's heavy." And if you don't believe me, you can ask Murdo. Well, it's lovely to be gathered together on this day as God's family in this place. And we turn our minds now to Scripture and to an ancient prophecy made hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, when the prophet Micah said, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be a ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we stand in wonder that the gift of your Son was given in a small town, in a small country, many years ago. We stand in wonder when we remember the small people who were involved in his coming. His father, a working man. His mother, a young woman. And the news of his birth given to shepherds looking out for their sheep near Bethlehem. But this is our great assurance today, as we gather together as your people in our small town, in a small country. We can be sure that you are with us as individuals because you named your son Emmanuel. God is with us. And we praise you today that he is with us in joy and in sorrow, in health and in illness, in disappointment and in celebration. We come to you to celebrate Christmas as it is, the celebration of a God who is as close to us as any baby we have known and loved. And we pray this in his name. And hear us now, Father, as we say together the words that Jesus has taught us. Our Father, chart, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, boys and girls, it is lovely to see you. And I'm sure you must be looking at the tree and thinking how wonderful it is. You know, that there's lots of stories as to why we have trees at Christmas. But, you know, just when I was thinking about it for today, what really impressed itself on me was the shape of the tree. Because it comes to a point, doesn't it? And it looks as if it's pointing to heaven, where Jesus is and where God is. And that's a reminder to us of what's really important at Christmas time, that we try to point everybody to Jesus. And the branches, they're reaching out. And that's a reminder to us that God's love is reaching out to us all. And that's why he sent Jesus to this world. We're told he loved the world so much that he gave us the gift of his son, Jesus. And then we see the lights on the tree. And that's a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. God sent Jesus into the world to make the world more like the place he wants it to be. To bring light into the midst of our world. So there's our tree today. And we're very, very grateful to everyone who worked very hard to put the tree up and to decorate it in such a lovely way. But one of the things I always look forward to at Christmas time is hearing from the beginners. And I believe that you're going to come out now and sing for us. Are you ready? And you'll see that they're not quite dressed in the usual way, folks. Here we go. Now, is this a shepherd? Yes. Up you come. Come on. Up you come. Up you come. Here's a shepherd with a sheep. And is this Mary? Oh, lovely. Yes, Mary with a baby. And a wise man. Now, this is a very strange thing, you know, seeing the wise man. I've only been in one nativity play in my whole life. And I once asked a group of people to guess what part I had in this nativity play. Somebody said the donkey, but I don't think they were serious. Somebody said a shepherd. Somebody said the innkeeper. Actually, they said everything except the one thing that I thought they would have got like that. A wise man. I thought that was typecasting, but never mind. Here we go. And it's lovely to see you all dressed like that today, boys and girls. But you're going to sing for us, aren't you? Is that the hello? I'm here. You're going to sing for us, aren't you? Well, I've been told that you're going to sing. And you're going to sing Away in a Manger. Now, I think the idea... The idea is they'll sing the first verse and then we'll all join in. Is that right? Yes, that's right. So, are we ready to go? No, the donkey has bolted. Well, thank you very much to the beginners. Thank you for taking the trouble to get to dress in such a lovely way to remind us of the Christmas story. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy your Christmas. Thanks very much. It's never quite the gift service unless we hear from the Bible class in some shape or form. So they're now going to present to us Christmas words.
Right, good morning. We're doing something quite different this morning from what we've done in previous years. It'll all be words that you recognise. I can absolutely guarantee you that. And I would ask that if you have any applause, and bear in mind we have had no practice at this, so if you have any applause, we would really appreciate if you just waited until it was all over. Because that way it'll flow better and you'll get a better idea of what we're trying to do. So can I ask the Bible class to come up, please?
My soul will magnify the Lord. I rejoice in God my Saviour, in the wonder of his favour, for he has done great things for me. He was mindful of his servant. Every age shall call me blessed. The hope of Abraham come, in the giving of a son, for he who promised is mighty, in remembering his mercy. My soul will magnify the Lord, for his grace to those who fear him. Through every generation, the proud he scatters to the wind, as the ruler's strength is broken, and the rich are left with nothing. The humble lifted high, and the hungry satisfied, our portion and our treasure, our hope and help forever.
Little donkey, on the dust of road, God keep on plodding onwards with your precious load. Little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary's silly mother away.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schlaft, einsam wacht, nur das traute hochheilige Paar, hol der Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlafe in himmlischer Ruh, schlafe in himmlischer Ruh.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still they see thee lie, above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light.
Unto us a boy is born, King of all creation. Came he to a world forlorn, the Lord of every nation.
See him lying in a bed of straw, a draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save your sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is a great I am.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all, ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. O star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it's the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, but her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. She tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Somebody who outdrew ya. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who saw the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, thanks to Janice and also the Bible class for enabling us in word and in music to be reminded of so many different aspects of the Christmas story. Thank you so much. And thanks for reminding us that black is cool. Let's sing together now. Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Now we're going to hear from God's words now, and Ben Coya is going to read to us first of all from the book of the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. Now these words would be written down something like 800 years before Jesus was born. But they let us know that for generations, people had been living in hope for the coming of the Messiah into their midst. And Ben will be reading from Isaiah chapter 9 at verse 2 and then jumping over to verse 6 and going on to verse 7. You'll find this on page 693. In the Pew Bible.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with righteousness and justice. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thanks be to God, and thanks to Ben for reading so well. Now, Jolie Wallace will be reading to us now from the Gospel according to Luke. That enables us to be reminded once again of the circumstances around Jesus' birth. Luke chapter 2 at verse 1, it's page 1027 in the Pew Bible.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus had issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
God will bless to us the reading of his word, and thanks to Jolie for that very fine reading. Now, the Senior Sunday Club, I believe, are all ready to share a song with us. Hush, There's a Baby, is that correct? And you should have the words, folks, so you can follow with it as they sing this to us. Hush, There's a Baby. Now, it's good to have times of quietness at this time of the year, folks. So let's have a moment of quietness before we think about God's word together. Let's pray. Father, we remember in all the activity of the very first Christmas, there was Mary, who was thinking very deeply about the things that were happening and what they meant. And we pray that as your spirit was close to her, that you'll be close to us today as we think about Christmas and what it means for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I was really grateful this morning to the Bible class and to everybody who's made a contribution this morning. But, you know, the title of their contribution was Christmas Words. And it seems to me that there's a lot of words around at Christmas, around at this time of the year, because there's been a lot of words coming through our letterbox in the last couple of weeks. I wonder if you know what that's all about. Well, it's the cards, Christmas cards, which are lovely to get. And they all have a Christmas message. And, you know, everywhere you go, you see words. Because even in our village, but in the centre of Glasgow and in other places, the lights are shining out a message. They're wishing everybody a happy Christmas and a good new year, all that kind of thing. And you go into shops and you're hearing words because all the Christmas songs are ringing out. Noddy Holder, my goodness, making a fortune out of Merry Christmas, everybody, I'm quite sure. And Wizard, and Sir Cliff, and Bing Crosby. You ever heard of Bing Crosby? White Christmas and all that. There you go, all these songs sending out a message. And that's good for us to know, because at the very first Christmas there were a lot of words. When you think about it, there were a lot of words. There were words, first of all, that were coming from Caesar. Remember in the reading we had from Luke earlier, a man called Augustus Caesar was mentioned. Now, he was a very, very powerful man 2,000 years ago, a very, very important man. You know, some countries have kings and they have queens, but you know, Augustus Caesar, he was like a king of many, many countries. He was the ruler of a big, big part of the world. And you know, when he gave a command, people had to do it. You know, if he said jump, you had to say how high. That was how powerful this man was. And he was ruling Israel at the time where Jesus was born. And he wanted to know how many people were living in Israel. And so he gave a command that people had to go to the place where they were born so they could be counted, so they could be named and numbered. That's what governments do now and again. And that is how Mary and Joseph ended up in Bethlehem, because that was Joseph's hometown. But you know, there were other words that were flying around at the very first Christmas, and they were even more important than Caesar's, because there were words from an angel. Now, we know about angels, don't we? Angels were messengers. Didn't come from a king, didn't come from a governor. An angel brought a message from God. And this angel brought a message to shepherds who were looking after their sheep just outside Bethlehem. And this was the greatest message that any angel had ever carried to the earth. If you read the Bible, you'll discover the angels were quite often sent to the earth with a message, but there was never a message like this, because the angel came to these shepherds and told them that the Son of God had been born in Bethlehem, that he had come into the world to save the world. You know, so much had gone wrong in the world, and this new baby had come so that the world might be more like the way God wants it to be. So that was the words of the angel. Now, how do you think the shepherds responded to that? Did they say, "Oh well, that's quite interesting. Maybe we'll come across this wee baby one of these days. But let's get back to the sheep. They'll be all over the place. We better get back and see how they're doing." But actually, the shepherds had words as well. When they heard the angel's message, they looked at one another and they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. Let's go and check this out." And so they went down to Bethlehem, and they found the place where Jesus was. The angel has said that he would be lying in a manger, something like this. And there he was with Joseph his father and Mary his mother. There they all were together. It was all just as the angel had said to them. And it's an amazing thing, because shepherds, you know, people used to look down on shepherds a wee bit. You know, they were, when they came to the synagogue on the Lord's Day, on the Sabbath, they were asked to stand back at the back of the building. Do you know why that was? Well, it's because they ponged a bit, you know, shepherds. People didn't want to get too close to them. But God chose to tell them, first of all, that his son had been born. And what happened was that these men that folk kind of looked down on, they became messengers. They became great messengers, the first people to be able to tell others about the birth of Jesus. We're told that they went everywhere after they'd seen the baby in the manger. They went everywhere telling folk what they had seen. They'd seen the angel. They'd also seen the baby. And telling people what they'd heard, that this was God's son who'd been born to make the world more like the way God wanted it to be. And you know, boys and girls, and everyone here this morning, this is what I always pray for Christmas. You know, there are so many opportunities for us to come together and to hear the story and to sing the praises of God. And what I'm always hoping for myself and also for everyone else is that there'll be a transformation in us, the same way that the shepherds were transformed for being the lowest in their society. They were now men with a message who were going through the whole of their community telling the story of Jesus. And I always hope that whenever we come through Christmas, that we'll be strong, that we'll have the resources to share what we know to be true concerning Jesus, and also to share his love with those we know who are in need. It's lovely just to be at special events. What I always ask myself whenever I've been to church, whenever I've been to any kind of special event in the church, is to ask, well, how am I different? How am I changed? Am I better at sharing the message? Am I more willing to share the love? I hope we'll all ask ourselves these questions and there will be a reality in our lives together. Let's pray. God, our Father, we give thanks to you for those words which were around at the very first Christmas. And thank you today that we have your word in our hands, that we can read the story, that we can connect with the story, that it can be real for us, and that we can be strong to share that message and the love of Jesus with those in need. We ask that all of this would come together in our lives now for the sake of the baby born in Bethlehem. Amen. Let's sing together now. Look to the skies. There's a celebration. God, our Father, we rejoice to remember the coming of your Son into our midst. And we pray that you would enable us in this season to find quiet moments to reflect upon this and all that it means for us. The truth that God is with us in every circumstance of life. The truth that God has addressed the central problem of humankind. The truth that God is working in our midst to reveal his kingdom and in time to bring his kingdom fully upon this earth. And we pray, O Lord, that these truths would rest in our hearts and enable us to be the people you want us to be, strong in conviction and generous in our love. We remember, Lord, those who were involved in the first Christmas, realizing that so often they touch the lives of people we know. We remember the shepherds and the hardness of their work and the lack of recognition. And we pray for those we know whose work is hard and who sometimes feel a lack of purpose. We remember also the Magi, these men of ancient wisdom who studied the sciences and philosophy and sought to reach the truth concerning so many things. We remember those who research in our day into disease, into the causes of catastrophe, that they may be averted for us. And we remember also those who were in positions of power in those days and had so much influence upon people's lives. And we pray for those who rule over us at different levels and whose decisions affect us on a daily basis, praying that you would guide them and grant them your wisdom. And as we remember Mary and Joseph together with our Lord Jesus, we pray for families in this season, especially where there's disagreements, where there's tension, where there is sorrow, where there is pain. Lord, we ask that your peace would be amongst all your people and enable us to gather all that we need to go forward in faith. We ask all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to him be the glory and praise forever. Amen. Can we sing together now, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear"? Now may you go in peace to tell the story and share the love and the blessing of God Almighty. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.